Welcome to another CGR Radio Community interview. I am Manuela and this is Local First. From September 18th to 20th, everyone is invited to take part and discover Autumn in the Country Arts Festival with more than 25 artists, live painting, open studios, music, workshops and public art across Russell Township. Autumn in the Country is organized by volunteers who are passionate about art and is supported by the Russell Agriculture Society, Good Art Community Altruism, Prescott Russell Arts Council, Russell Township and the Russell Historical Society. I reached out to Manon Dorin, Executive Director at Prescott Russell Arts Council, to learn more about the Autumn in the Country Festival and what the Prescott Russell Arts Council has prepared for this edition.
Bonjour everyone, my name is Manon. I'm the Executive Director of the Prescott and Russell Arts Council. And this year we are participating in the Arts Festival Autumn in the Country that happens in Russell at the Russell Fairgrounds on September 18th to the 20th. This year we'll be there with Goutard Altruism, and together we're going to propose an activity where community can get engaged and create art on site. So it'll be a collective artwork that's created during the day on a Saturday, September 19th from 10 to 4. It's going to be mixed media and we'll be inspired by all kinds of fall decor, like a harvest table that people can be inspired from, flowers, pumpkins, all kinds of interesting visuals to be inspired from, and add your touch to the collective artwork in the medium that you want. So there'll be paints and collage and all kinds of options for you to dive in. No sign up. We'll be there all day. It's a free activity, so you can come to the Russell Fairgrounds on that day and find us in the artist alley. Don't forget, if you want, also there's an artist studio tour that day that you can go across the region in Russell and Amherst and visit the artist studios. It opens up on the Friday. There's an opening celebration. Saturday is the big day. And then on the Sunday, there's a collective open air painting. During the day at the artist alley on the Russell Fairgrounds, there'll be all kinds of artists doing live demos or showing their work. It's not just one activity, it's many activities. And you can also visit the Russell Photo Expo, that photographers from the region have submitted photographs and there'll be a winner chosen. So you can come and visit that expo. And there's also a battle of the brushes for anyone who's seen these before. It's a lot of fun. But for people who don't know what it is, artists do a live painting during the battle of the brushes and you can walk around as they paint. And at the end, you get to see the final result. So that's lots of fun as well. So this is a great opportunity to underline the important work of the volunteers that are behind the festival. This is a completely volunteer-led festival of people who care about art in Russell that wanted to put this together. So there's a group of volunteers that decided to get together and showcase the art that's been happening in their township. And since 2023, they've been putting on this festival and they're doing amazing work. This is an amazing festival that's gaining in popularity from year to year, that is driven by a group of volunteers who care about arts and culture in this region. Totally amazing. So the Prescott Russell Arts Council aims to represent all artists and creatives that live and work in Prescott Russell. Prescott Russell is quite a large territory to cover. So we have initiatives that happen throughout the region. Part of what we do is showcase the work of artists. So we have galleries with municipalities. You can come and see the visual artists who are in the region. We also have networking events for our members. If you are a creative in the region, you can become a member and then you have access to insider information about what's happening. But if you're a person from the public that loves the arts and culture and want to know what's happening in this region, you can look on our website. We have a calendar and you can also sign up for our newsletter. It's a monthly newsletter that has all the activities that are coming up.